And Priyanana from Siberia. We heard that there are some special tribes of special type of women live in Siberia. And actually there's a very famous book about Anastasia, the women that live in harmony in the rainforest of Siberia. Are you that?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Didn't you have harmonious living in Siberian forests?
Not really.
Not really? Why? Everybody loved them. Every Siberian I met, they tell me they love snow, so.
Yes, I like snow.
Oh, yeah, you see, she has a harmonious life in snow forest, rainforest of Siberia. Like, I hate snow, to tell you honestly. So tell me, what's special about Siberian people?
You know, there are some stereotypes.
I heard there were prisoners since time immemorial. The dissidents, they think different. Is it true?
Probably. I don't know. Well, actually, my family moved from the south of Russia. So.
I don't think anybody moved to Siberia willingly.
Well, that's a truth.
But my point is, there are people with special hearts and special character. Are you really feel that?
I mean, it's quite difficult to judge, especially when you are from that part of.
Well, planet. That's what we feel about Siberians. They are very special devotees.
Thank you.
Very hard work and very dedicated. Now, what's your education?
I graduated from Tomsk State University.
The famous one. That's one of the best universities of Russia.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Okay. So what did you study there?
International relations.
International relations. Do you have any?
I had.
You had?
Had.
So what happened?
They finished.
Okay. Do you have any now? Like, I mean,
yes.
The relations could be different kinds, so I think Krishna consciousness is also part of international relations.
I mean,
what do you feel about being in Thailand with like all kinds of people from different countries, such as America, China?
So continue our topic. It's like the second part of international relations, but like in a more wide circle here.
Okay, so. That's very promising.
Including our Chinese and American friends. I cannot tell about the Ukrainian, but they are international.
Well. Okay. Okay, don't be a racist. I want to ask you one question. Russians are very orthodox people in general. There's Russian Orthodox Church. The very, like, orthodox way to look at the world. Why Krishna is in your life? Tell me.
Well, that's the question.
Well, how did you like understand that Krishna is part of what you really go for?
It was all about the devotees.
So you like the devotees?
Yes.
The international relations?
It started from national relations.
Okay.
Because firstly it was Russian devotees.
Okay.
And as Goswami Maharaj told, we are all looking for sweetness.
So
that was one of the reasons.
They were really sweet?
Very.
Were you vegetarian that time?
Partially.
Partially.
Yes.
Because the bears, they also like the sweet ones.
Yes.
But they eat them in Siberia.
Actually, it was one of them.
So we have about 10 million viewers right now watching your speaking at this very moment, and you have a chance fully to express yourself and convince them and your beliefs and what you're doing. So what would you like to tell them? Why are you here?
Well, actually, I don't quite feel myself able to convince anybody in anything, but
what about yourself?
Even myself, okay. I failed to do so.
Okay.
But like, the common advice is to follow your heart, or at least try to do so, or at least if something, some part of your heart is responding, not everything, because maybe you don't know really what it is.
Okay.
Or just if there is some new feeling or experience which is totally fresh for you, and maybe you could trust one time to
wow.
try something new.
That's a real Siberian girl. She said, try to follow part of your heart. And I really love that, because when we say soul within the heart, there's so many things misled with the soul, the mind, the desires. And she said, try to get that little part of your heart, which is really true self. Thank you very much. This is a great, great advice. Hare Krishna. And now we have a very special person. He's almost millionaire, but he owns everybody money, like every millionaire. He has a $1,000 car. He represents me an art director. He's Ame Sindhu Prabhu. He actually speaks on the stage. He said he's not addressed as millionaire, but as he comes on the camera, you can see his rip off socks and pants, and he's actually quite skinny person. That's why his first millions of dollars he made on fat people, teaching them how to lose weight. So now he's pretend to be an art director of an art project, and he's been actually part of many art projects we had, and he's got a great family.
Yeah.
Very big son, very intellectual son,
right.
Very sweet wife.
Right.
And himself is a very charming, attractive person. So,
As sweet as my wife and as intellectual as my son.
Okay. Don't. Yeah, he's also a great joker. So, you graduate philosophical school. Why did you like start learning philosophy in your life? What's why philosophy? Everybody knows you can't make money with philosophy, and you were with the intention to be a great businessman, try to become a philosopher at very early part of your studies.
I think since I realized like that I'm existing in my heart, there was some part that was telling me that I should seek for the best. Like only you should go for something that is the best, and I could never accept anything like standard or anything like regular or anything that sufficient. And that's why I was never thinking about any practical job, because for many reasons. So, and
that's pretty that's much egocentric. I only want to go for the best. You know, Hitler could have been a great artist, but he was not accepted into art school, so he had ambition to go and change the world. What about you? You actually been accepted in a school of philosophy, University of Yekaterinburg.
Well, no, I wasn't accepted when I tried to go on a budget form, but when I agreed to pay the money, they accepted me.
Okay, so you bribe your way in. I got your point. But the truth is, everybody in Russia know, if you become certified, bona fide philosopher, graduate, you have no money, you have no life. At best, you can teach people like yourself. What was your hope?
I wasn't thinking about making money. I was just thinking about what I wanted to learn philosophy, and I wanted to see what is the ideas of their greatest thinkers and what do they have to offer, and I just was looking for some great like ideas and great path in my life. I wasn't thinking about making money because I know that there's like always ways and means to get money, and once you get the brains, which I believed you get on the Faculty of Philosophy, you can make any money.
So that's what you're doing right now?
Just trying to make a living.
Okay. The question is, it's all very, very like almost like success story. Beside one part, how did you end up being member of Krishna Consciousness?
Yes.
Which is totally like failure from point of mundane European philosophy and business as well.
Yes, actually, I was running away from many, many things all my life. And very quickly, like by the age of 18, I ended up like embracing all these things that I was running from. So that means like following others' example and just dedicating all your time and all your energy and all your ego to others and stuff like that. So I just met Sahadev, and I was traveling all over Russia searching for path. And
where you were searching?
Everywhere.
But when you specifically were searching, when you met him?
In the library.
Oh, okay, so you had enough brain to go to library to search the meaning of life. That's an interesting point.
Yeah. No, I just didn't have the money to buy books, so I just had to go read them for free in the library. And I met him there, and he preached to me, and then I came to the festival, met all the devotees, and I saw that they are very special people, but I couldn't accept like the way they look, and even ideas I couldn't accept. But I just saw that they have something, and I decided like I have to try it, see where it ends, and then
how far you can go in Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, then when it ends, then I will just jump in it, swim to the end or to the bottom, and when I see that the end is there, then I can leave.
Well,
because I was looking for something that is like the best, so I just wanted to see that this is not the best. So in this mood, I actually decided to follow, and maybe that's why Gurudev gave me name Amiya Sindhu, that means endless ocean okay. That has no end.
Endless ocean of doubts or endless ocean experience. Like what you've said just right now, it seems like you said to me like this: I was planning to join spiritual life, but I knew spiritual life is not for me.
No, I think it's another meaning of Amiya Sindhu. It's an endless ocean, but also, as they explained to me, it's an ocean of nectar, ocean of ecstasy, ocean of sweetness. And actually, I took initiation and then I left back to my city, and I had no connection with the devotees. So Prithu, he forced Sahadev to write me a letter, like encouraging letter.
It was a real paper letter?
Yes,
time?
real paper letter.
Written by hand?
Written by hand. Actually, I still have it.
Okay.
And
are you selling it?
No, not sure. Really. And I think like maybe 90 or maybe 50% of like strong ideas that I have actually were in that letter. And one of the idea he said there, that don't worry, like every step you will take, it will give you some more and more excitement, and it will open you more and more things like you'll be excited about.
That was a very promising letter. If somebody sent
yes.
me handwritten letter on 100 pages like this, I would.
Yeah, it's not 100 pages, maybe 4 pages, but very inspiring. And he gave like really like practical and inspiring ideas there, and I have them in my heart since
and
then.
That meeting was in circumstance of when you've been reading which book?
I don't know how to say it in English.
Carlos Castaneda.
Yeah, but you say it different in English. Maybe Induleka knows.
Yeah, it's the same. Carlos Castaneda. It's a quite famous book.
No. Do you know how to say it in English? Anybody knows? So, yes. Anyway.
So you've read Carlos Castaneda, the famous writer.
Yes, yes. And I was thinking that's my path, actually. I decided I will follow this path, and I was like really... I really
surrender
decided
to surrender to Carlos, yes, yourself.
Yes, I was surrendered.
And
then I met, instead of Carlos, I met another...
The Sahadev.
Another Carlos.
Okay. Yes. And by lucky, he's here at studio tonight. Let's bring up the...
And to make
Sahadev,
it more
the legendary person,
right,
who convert this beautiful young businessman.
Skinny.
Who is... promising to earn the world and make a better place. So please.
So just, I think it will be more funny if you ask him to speak in English. It
okay.
He's a very powerful right. English speaker.
Okay.
Actually.
Yes, that's good.
Really powerful.
So, well, you have to understand our program is partially a fun program,
right,
a cool program, because we speak in language we normally don't speak. We only swear in English, if we can. And our professor, Sahadev, he doesn't really know how to speak English, but he's a very, very charismatic person. So anybody would look at him and hear him, they will understand everything. So you convert this young man into Krishna consciousness. How did you do that? What did you say to him?
Generally, I feel as Krishna consciousness may have many dimensions, and all people have concentration to form a white dress, some very special view, etc. But a heart is very happy to connect with Krishna consciousness. And when we are talking with Amya Sinha about Krishna consciousness, I spoke to him, please, try to understand all you need in your heart you can find here. Now you don't believe me, but please try to have connect with this dimension of reality, and you feel as all your interests to samurais, to Castaneda, it's some, you find it's in so this plan.
All your desires will be fulfilled. But what's wrong with our dress? You just said to have to see beyond dress. You know, I tell you one thing. Maybe in Russia, people don't appreciate always. In the West, people look at us, they think we're cool. Okay?
I don't know. I don't know. Generally, I feel as some special character is not orthodoxy, because Russian conceptions of spirituality in like Jesus or Saraswati Thakur conception. Jesus never smiled in Bible.
Russian Jesus
and
never
Saraswati
smiles.
Thakur never smiled. But what does it mean? It doesn't mean you have connect with very serious, very deep thing. And sometimes when I saw Krishna people, just try to enjoy. It's Krishna consciousness. It's really working. I feel it's not. It's funny. It's some propaganda. And I don't feel some inspiration to connect. But when I began to write Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and in first pages I see all risk, no gain. To die and to be life, etc. I feel, it's some substanceless.
So you want like some heavy duty black metal, Jesus never smile, Krishna's never smile, get serious man, all risk, no game.
Sometimes I feel it's no sincerity. It's like image, and I don't like image movie, so we need sometimes, if you're really happy, you make really smile, but in European culture, in American culture, some smile, sometimes it's a formal thing.
Formal thing. Yeah, you have to smile.
Because I feel as devotees are happy in service process, but when they began to preach sometimes in ISKCON style, oh, just chant Hare Krishna, and I say, okay, Hare Krishna, what do you feel like? I feel Hare Krishna.
Okay, so are you trying, I just want to say, are you trying to say to me now that you may be happily internally and externally you'll not have to look always happy? Is that what you're trying to say?
No. Generally, I feel inner fulfillment, because I feel in my heart very deep, good feel, as I have connection with very beautiful dimension of reality, and it's really inspired me. But I don't want to make propaganda, oh, Krishna consciousness is real working. Try and hear your heart. And if your sincerity,
and the Krishna consciousness not working, try again.
Yes, because propaganda, it's cool, but so much aggressive propaganda in this world. So I, a first time I studied some Krishna guys' books and Bhaktivedanta Swami's books, and I feel it's cool thing, it's really Vedas culture, etc. But I saw some propaganda, all boys, all girls, and our movement is every time happy, feel every time happy to chant Hare Krishna. And I literally, I don't believe it, and I don't want to connect it. But only when I try to read books of Srila Bhakti Rokakshitarda Goswami Maharaj, I really feel that this Brahmin, and he don't speak some lie, he don't make propaganda, he speaks some clear sincerity, heart sincerity, Krishna consciousness.
Okay,
really.
Come on, you're...
And
all
so,
great,
generally...
I'll tell you one thing, look. All great revolutions ever in this world been made with propaganda. What's wrong with propaganda?
Because propaganda must be... It's really working. For example, if you have propaganda, it's okay.
Propaganda is It's really okay.
But different styles. Some styles is very aggressive. Some styles is philosophical style, or some, because you can, for example, speak, oh, now is no happy, just chant Hare Krishna, and maybe 1 week's later you stay be happy, etc.
Okay, I understand.
You have some protection, etc.
Okay, I got you. You're talking about against superficial propaganda which not lead people to deep substance. But we have a special guest tonight in our studio. Her name is Induleka Devidasya. She's happened to be Russian, studied in America. I will talk to her about propaganda and advertising, because she's part of both culture. I understand you're part of very negative, depressed attitude, where everything which is being advertised in the market has no value. Go deeper, find the truth, get the proper guy. I understand it's kind of like a Russian revolutionary thing, because Russian people don't believe in anything, they don't believe in anyone, they've been frustrated with you know, this, that. And you represent a particular very important deep Dostoevsky type of approach to the truth. But let's talk to people who are raised based on propaganda. McDonald's, Coca-Cola, isn't it the sweetest drink you can ever have? So I gotta get them all out of show. Okay. Here is an important person who knows both truth about Russian pessimistic way, the truth that has to be found only in the very deep, dark regions of your own heart, And Western way was like, wow, what are you smoking? Give me some. So you've been in Russia and you've been in America. And America is very much advertising run country. All this Russia is getting like. So in America, it's very popular to say, I'm the best, I'm very good. Actually, it's the great country where people promote themselves. In Russia, it's not very favorable to say like this. So, but what about propaganda and Krishna consciousness? What do you think?
I think propaganda in Krishna consciousness is a good thing because it is advertising not something mundane, but something of a real substance. And sometimes people just need any kind of connection with something real to awaken their heart.
Right, but you know, I mean, we're not trying to criticize religious people, but we know it's very very modern U.S. Christians who comes with guitars and sing the songs about Jesus. And serious, like, Russian guys doesn't like that because they think it's very superficial. It's not deep enough. So where to find a harmony in between, like, the orthodox deep people who really can mind their hearts with philosophy and deep conceptions and proper limit of propaganda?
I believe that there must be a proper guidance
yes.
for this kind of things because it's easy to deviate from the real path.
Right, that's the important part.
With something that looks like some real substance, but in fact is just going down into something material and enjoyable. And as time passes, it may just lose all of its reality and turn into form. So some real guidance of somebody who understands what is going on
well,
is needed.
What you said right now is total opposite of modern Western culture, because when anybody bring a dish in a restaurant, first thing he tell you, enjoy. And now you say material enjoyable slash. So what's wrong with being able to enjoy? Tell me about that.
Enjoy, well, there is a great example of cancer. Cancer is eating. Cancer is working inside of your body for itself. It's not working organically for the benefit of the person. It's working for itself. It's eating just for himself. And it's a disease.
Enjoying.
It's enjoying. But that's a disease.
It's enjoying you.
Enjoying me, and I'm trying to cut it out because it's not good for me.
So you're trying to say that and there's in our part of our heart, there's always that cancerous part which is going for self, for the ego, for the... it's an interesting yeah. point. How to avoid that?
How to avoid it? Well, there is one way to avoid it, is to just stop all your actions, and that's what the Buddhists do. They just don't want to act in this world, so they don't enjoy and they don't accumulate bad karma for themselves. But that's like a death.
It's not a natural thing.
Yeah, because you want to act, you want to live, you want to love, but if you stop everything, it's artificial, and you cannot sustain that. So the way to go, our teachers say, is to dedicate yourself, to give of yourself, not to take for your own enjoyment. And you also need to know to whom to give or to where to give. If you're going to sacrifice your whole life for this purpose, you need to find out what is the center of your giving.
Well, I mean, it's a very scary thing what you just said, because it might be you'll dedicate for something it's not worth your dedication for. Isn't that way you can see material world? Because some people want to dedicate for country, some people dedicate for family, some people want to dedicate for business. But end result is frustration, or sometimes maybe yes, sometimes maybe not, but what's special about dedicating to Krishna? Why Krishna? There's so many beautiful things in this world you can dedicate for. The equal life, you know, the art.
Because Krishna is not your subordinate, he's not your servant.
Okay. While
everything else you can associate with yourself, like your planet, it's your planet, so you save your planet. Or like your mother, it's your mother. But okay. Krishna is not yours.
So I cannot say my Krishna?
Well, I guess in some way you can, but he's not, it doesn't mean it's true, he's not going to do whatever you want. He's not, like, he's eternally yours as your Lord, but he is not your property.
Well, and? You sound pretty communistic. You're against private property. I think Krishna say himself, Aham Bhaktah Paradino, you know, I am a property of my devotee, yeah? On a very divine level. No, I understand what you mean to say. I think what you mean to say, it's something which has such a great God, Krishna has such a great cause, that it's higher than all other causes. Because the limited cause you can include in your own false self-perception. You know, like in most of the Hollywood movies, now you're going to save the universe, not even planet anymore. You're saving the whole universe. But you've never been a savior, actually. So, in the ways of Krishna, you dedicate it for something with divine, beautiful, which is an absolute. And he's not man to please you. Actually, you are man to please. And that's what I think about Krishna consciousness. The important part is realizing that you are man to please. So through your action and sacrifice, the deeper satisfaction will be achieved. But that satisfaction is not your ultimate goal, because the process itself of Krishna consciousness, that's what attracts people. Not the endless end, because there's no ever end of Krishna consciousness. So anybody who joined Krishna consciousness, he understands, I joined this race, and this race is never end, it's eternal, it's beautiful. It's learn the path, learn the real true enjoyment is to move through the path, through the stages, rather see some, you know, final end of your final goal. You know, in material plane, people have like final goal, final end. One's famous book, one character was asked, how much money you need for the full satisfaction? He said, 72 rubles, 53 kopecks. Like he had very precise idea, like I want car, I want this, I want home, I want, that's what people do, they think that's it. But once they get to that, to those mundane goals, they really understand, my heart is not satisfied. You know, everybody get a girlfriend, everybody get married, everybody get a job, everybody get, you know, but people say, I'm not satisfied. That's what not, I'm unable to, actually, mundane things are not able to fulfill deep core of my heart.
Yeah. Before I was, when I was thinking about this, before I came to Krishna consciousness, I thought that if it was possible to be happy with like money, then there would be some like a specific amount of money that you have, and then you're happy. And some people would have that amount of money and be happy. But when you see the world, no one's happy. There is no like goal of material life that you can reach and become happy.
Okay, so that's, I think, one of the reasons we're here talking about spiritual things and Krishna consciousness. And any questions from our viewers tonight?
Still no
viewers. I didn't think we had any viewers tonight, although we thought there was like 10 million invisible viewers, but I hope one day we'll be speaking in front of 10 million people and know how to approach them with our ideas, goals, and beliefs. But I'm very grateful to all of you today who joined Avdut's night show and express your concerns and opinions and things in your heart about spiritual life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.